Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Spit in Your Ear, and of course, Spit in Your Ear takes place on the unceded, ancestral, and otherwise shared and stolen lands of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam peoples. But we are broadcasting from the UBC Point Grey campus today on a beautiful, lovely, sunny day. But we are not here to talk about the weather because it is Spit in Your Ear, CITR's music collective, which takes place every other Monday. And it is a fun and a little bit freaky day here at CITR because it is our open house and we're joined by some lovely and exciting guests here. If anybody would like to just yell out their name into their closest microphone, if you are interested, you can say a little hello.
Hello.
Okay, a good collective hello. And for Spit in Your Ear, I thought it would be a fun theme to start off with, club friendship. So we're going to go on a sonic expedition of friendship and all the things it means to us, as well as like a parallel that with a back to school feeling, because it is the first spit of the term. So up next, you'll be listening to Friends by Phaser Days, and I shall stop talking now and we'll get this music in your ears. Enjoy. See you soon. Bye.
Yeah. key day night, you're on the radio. You're on night, no need to talk, I love shit. She love me to die, so I should need it. More you come on, I shine on the talk.
huddled round the fire, sipping on Lamborghini till the sun came up. In those moments, we felt the whole world leaning over us. We had so much to do before we were through with this place we called home. Sitting there, it felt like hours of our lives were passing by. In the morning, seeing your face was such a nice surprise. And I didn't ever think that I could replace those nights. The lights and the music, the friends I was surrounded by. So three cheers to the friends that we are sitting. Inside my mind, and I'll do my best to stitch up their wounds. Dozing on the sofa, leaving the door open, doesn't seem so bad now. Stick and pokes in the bathroom, tiny snails graced our hips for years. We were children, tumbling and falling, these were our first steps. Sitting there, it felt like hours of our lives were passing by. Morning, seeing your face was such a nice surprise. And I didn't ever think that I could replace those nights. The lights and the music, the friends I was surrounded by. So three cheers to the friends that we are sitting with. They make me feel like there aren't spiders in my shoes and under my bed. We moved away, it felt like years since I had seen each of you. When you came to see me, it felt different from my point of view. We had grown and we had changed, but the music stayed the same. You were my home in strength and in pain.
music. I can recite it. You press replay. Root for the lover in every scene. I watch the sun setting on the screen. What a mess, what a loveliness. What a lie, what a lie. I watch that movie 10 times a day. I can recite it, you press replay. Ooh, ah, ah. I look at pictures of real estate. I see the ad and I take a bait. I hear the neighbors sing love more. I do a split on the kitchen floor. What a mess, what a loveliness. What a lie, what a lie. I watch that movie 10 times a day. I can say it.
Wind bläst, um uns daran zu erinnern, dass wir uns lieben.
Les nuits sont longues, mon amante, comme une ivresse obsédante.
Diese Nächte sind ein paar Augenblicke der Ewigkeit. Wind bläst, um uns daran zu erinnern, dass wir uns lieben.
De mon âme à ton âme.
Thank you. mañana no se escucha nada. Ella está sentada y suena la radio. De una bufanda color esperanza recibe una carta que estaba esperando. Suena una sirena y un toque de queda se aproxima. Un golpe sobre la ciudad, tumulto en la calle y se abren las puertas. Como decía mi abuela, la vida no es nada.
Selva manejando autopista para el sur. Su esposa y su hijo lo van acompañando y él regañando al del autobús.
Suena una sirena y un toque de queda se aproxima. Un golpe sobre la ciudad, tumulto en la calle, se abren las puertas. Como decía mi abuela,
la vida no es nada.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard a whole big chunk of music that we are going to talk about now on Spit in Your Ear on CITR 101.9 FM. Up first, that was Friends, Phaser Days, Fall Poi, Princess Ketamine Remix. Then Girl So Confusing featuring Lorde. As you know, it's they're remixing that again, like the full album, not remixing the song. That would be a bit too much, or maybe it would be good. But yeah, they're having like a Broadum. How would you pronounce that? Then, then Insane Like Me, Snow Strippers, 2014, Honda Civic, Sunny Side Down. I'm just gonna list all the songs in order, and then we're gonna start yapping about them. Then When You Know, You Know, The Beths off of Expert in a Dying Field. Lullaby, Grace Ives off of Janky Star. De Mon Âme à Ton Âme by Compromat off of Traum und Existence. Massachusetts, Hannah Cole. Contractual, Chase Petra off of Liminal. Tokyo Incidents, but I can't pronounce, I can't speak Japanese, not yet. Eventually, maybe. La Vida No Es Na by El Caribe Funk. Then we will have more music for you later, but yeah, that was what you heard in order. We started off with Girl So Confusing featuring Lorde. If you would like to talk about your song request,
Well, what I have to say about it, well, it was the whole thing on Twitter, like the day after it released, the entire timeline, let's work it out on the remix again and again and again. But I think it just, the reason I requested it is because it just hits the theme straight on the head. Especially the original, maybe not so much. It's kind of a just, I feel bad about you, but if you want to reconcile, sure. But this is the full reconciliation and clarifying that they're friends now, that you seem to see a lot of in the celebrity world, but that's another conversation.
I think it's a good theme for friendship because that's like all the nuances of it.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just like happy, happy, like kumbaya friendship song. You know, it's nice to have the different, all the different experiences that one may have. Is anyone going to the Dare this week? You know, the Dare, because like they, the Dare did some production on that Charlie album. And after that, we had Snow Strippers, then Sunny Side Down, Honda Civic, if you would like. It's your choice if you want to. Okay. The microphone's there. But, yeah. You can breeze it up also. Yeah, there you go.
Hi. I chose that song because it was kind of the first, one of the first ones that came to mind when you said that the theme was friendship. Because there aren't a lot of really platonic love songs, and I think that that's the best way to describe that song. It's just a love letter to a group of friends, rather than so many songs are about romance, and it's fine, good, or whatever, but it's just good to have that variety and acknowledging that there are so many different forms of love.
Yeah, I really like that one. I really like the album cover also. I find that, like, whenever I'm on the radio, I find myself talking about, like, album covers, which are visual art, and I pick, like, the worst, like, way, like, worst medium, because, like, radio is just talking, and it's, like, you know, I can't, like, I'm, just, like, describing images all the time on air, but, yeah, I really like that one. Then, it was When You Know by The Beths. Yep.
Yeah, The Beths are a really cool little Kiwi band from New Zealand. This song, I feel like, fit the theme really well. It's just a really cute little song about, like, when you know, you know. And I really like it. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot much more to say about it. I really like The Beths. I really think that they're a really cool band that's putting out really cool stuff. And if you like Always, they're in that same vein.
I love Always.
I also love Always.
Did you see them when they came? Or
I saw them in Vegas.
Oh, what venue? What was the venue like? I was at
Barricade.
Oh yeah.
Because Always was my, I was in the top 0.001% of Always listeners last year.
As you should.
Because Blue Rev is the best album ever.
Yes. Have you drank Blue Rev? I had it recently for the
try
first time.
Blue
they
Rev.
Sell it. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say this on air, but they sell it at an undisclosed liquor store in the downtown East Side. But I can tell you about that off air. Off air.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, off air. I can tell you about that.
Blue Rev behind the rink. I do.
Yeah.
So it's like this blue drink. It really screwed me up, honestly.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Then after it was Lullaby, Grace Ives.
That was me.
Is it going to Eddie?
Sorry.
No, we're all good.
So I feel like a bad listener because I actually didn't hear that it was supposed to be about friendship.
Back to school. So it's like in parallel.
Lullaby, you're a kid, you listen, sing lullabies. I don't know. But it was, if that's like the adult version of a lullaby, then that's awesome because I don't know. I just, Grace Ives, I've just, like, her songs always make it to the top of my queue, so I kind of just wanted to share that with everyone to hopefully it would make it to, like, maybe first, second in the queue, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you. I love the net that you're holding also.
Thank you. I'm catching bugs.
Yeah. Perfect. Then it was Demon Âme Ton Âme by Compromat. Hopefully my pronunciation.
Yeah, so that was a song by an artist called Rebecca Warrior, who has been in a lot of different music groups in her career, but she's especially known in France because she sings both in French and German. And I guess I actually didn't know the theme before I suggested it, but it actually goes very well with the theme because the song is basically translates to From My Soul to Your Soul. And it does have a lot of like mentions of friendship, like when the sky is gray, like you are my friend, like kind of like not translating directly the lyrics, but it's a lot of that kind of vibe. And I think it's just a very soft song that kind of represents the light of friendship in like dark times. So
yeah I enjoyed that also. Was it in multiple languages or French?
Yeah, it was in French and German. Oh, okay. So a lot of her songs are actually both in French and German. One of the groups that she's known for is Sexy Sushi, who was kind of big on TikTok for like one song at some point. But yeah, very cool queer artist. So.
Yeah, thank you. And then Massachusetts, Hannah Cole. We're full house. Full house in Studio A.
I played more into like the secondary theme of back to school. Hannah Cole's an artist from Nashville, where I'm from. And I just need things to remind me of home while I'm here, because I'm like 3,000 miles away. So I've been listening to a lot of people from like Nashville, and also like a lot of country and folk and stuff, just like comfort me in my homesickness while I'm so far away. So.
Yeah, I feel like where artists are from, there's some artists where you can really tell, like, I mean, obviously for genre-based things and scenes that are like seriously tied to geographic location, but then there's some artists that are really just completely like they're tied so strongly to like the location and landscape of where they make music. And it's one of my favorite questions to ask artists also, like if I'm interviewing, like if they feel their environment has shaped their music. It's really interesting. Not to go into much of a tangent, but I was talking to Weather Day and they were like, I feel like I'm not from anywhere. My music's from the internet. Like they're like, I was like, do you feel Swedish? And they're like, no, like I'm internet music. But yeah, it's nice to have like a homesickness remedy in the form of music. Yeah. Then it was Contractual, Chase Petra. Oh, here you go.
Hi, should I move this mic?
Yeah.
So, Chase Petra is one of my favorite bands, so I felt like I had to put one of their songs in, but it really... Oh, and it is a band. It sounds like a person, but it's a band. But I think that it really fits the theme of back to school just for me specifically, because around high school graduation, I was listening to that song so often, because it's like, end of childhood. But I've gotten here just a few weeks ago, and I don't have that same existential dread sort of feeling about it, because I actually really enjoy it here. So choosing that for back to school kind of felt like a nod to the dread feeling that is no longer... I'm phrasing this in the worst way possible.
This is perfect.
Specifically, like, the lyrics... Last time I checked, this wasn't real life and we were just kids.
Yeah, that's a really apt lyric to describe. Yeah, that exact feeling. And certainly feeling, existential. But then it's interesting because existential is always paired with, like, dread after. We're, like, popular in semantically. But there's, like, existential, like, positivity and light, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's something else.
Existential optimism.
Yeah. But that sounds kind of scary. That's like Pollyanna. Like it's kind
sounds
of like
a Dua Lipa album.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Yeah. Then yes, of course.
Yeah. just since we're on the topic of existentialism, I have a few of my friends who live by existentialism. I've studied it myself, and it can be a really, really positive thing. If we look at existentialism now, pardon me if my definition is not correct, I'm having a long day, but it's just the acceptance that, hypothetically, what we are and where we are doesn't matter, we live and we die and that's it. But that can be really freeing. That can mean live your life to the fullest while you have it. YOLO, I guess. but like, you know, one of my friends, and he worries me a lot, he lives his life, and he says, well, if I die, I die. I'm gonna cross this street. It's extremely dangerous. It's totally filled with cars. But if I die, I die. And there can be something really, really freeing in that, in letting go of that fear and accepting the worst and letting yourself feel the joy in that.
Yes. YOLO. I agree. Then we had Tokyo Incidents. You don't have to speak. It's only a few. Only if it excites you.
No, yeah, sure. I could go. So, is this right?
Yeah.
One. I chose it more for, like, the back-to-school theme. For me, I was kind of struggling to figure out what to pick. To me, back-to-school is always, like, a fresh start for me. And like that's kind of what this band was for the lead vocalist, Sheena Ringo. She was like a huge pop star in like the late 90s and early 2000s in Japan. And she just one day she was just like, screw this. I don't want to be a pop star anymore, like a soloist. I just want to be in a band. She got a divorce, got plastic surgery, and she was like, screw it, I'm going to be in a band. This is my favorite song from that band. It's called Shiraba. I think the English meaning is the rat's nest. So yeah, and I just love the guitar playing on it. It's
yeah,
like, so...
I really like it. It was like almost mouthy.
During the breakdown. The double stops that he uses the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's super clean too. Like his technique on it is super clean. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I picked it.
I also really like, again, the album artwork on this. It's like a
adult
perfume.
Yeah. That's why it says adult version. Her albums always have like super cool artwork. Yeah, I love Sheena Ringo. She's the GOAT.
Yeah, I'll listen to more of that later. And then last but not least was La Vida No Es Nada by El Caribe Funk.
I chose this song because a friend recommended it to me. Well, my best friend recommended it to me. But I feel like it also follows a little the theme of existentialism.
Okay, yeah.
But I chose it because it always makes me happy, and I always listen to it with my friend. But it's like a really happy song, but the title of it translated means life is nothing.
Okay.
But it takes it like in a very positive way, as you were saying. Like there's one... a line which says life is like a roulette, like translated obviously sounds worse, but life is like a roulette wheel and don't forget to take your love in your bag. It means like just love and have fun and don't worry too much about it.
I wouldn't have caught that from listening that I like that one. I think it also paired well with the Tokyo Incident song towards the end, like the funk and things. This has been Spit in Your Ear. You should tune in every Monday on CITR because we have amazing programming all the time, but Mondays, maybe I'm biased, are my favorite. You should stay tuned because it's Exploding Head Movies with Gak. If you like music and movies, you should always tune in for that. But then Mondays, 6 to 7, Spit in Your Ear or Gobstopper with the Music Collective or with me, your show host, Ines. There's been... so many lovely people who's dropped by for the CITR open house and to, you know, say a little, share a few words on air and share their music as well. And it's been really nice to have everyone back on campus and experience that unique energy that comes in September at CITR. And thank you so much for listening. But yes, stay tuned. And this is goodbye. Bye. Meow. Bye.